Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey, are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat, to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made Baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.
And Graham ready to go, turns, he goes back to pass, he's back to about 11, he's running, throws out on the right, he's caught by Jones up against the sideline of the 25, he's bumped around his feet, he's hit, he's down to the 22-yard line. The 49 was flanking by the left. Graham turns, he's going to pass again, he goes back to the 15, finds a hole, runs up the middle, flips off a tackle, runs to the 25, heads to the 30 at the sideline, 35 to the 40, the 42-yard line, where he is finally pushed out of bounds. We've seen very little activity this year for the Cleveland Ball Club because of the very excellent health of Otto Graham. But it'll be Ratterman, number 16, who comes on in now to take over the T formation. And man, he can throw that football with the best of them. He's an ex-Notre Dame boy who was in the All-America Conference with Buffalo, as many of you 49er fans will recall. George Ratterman's coming in. George Ratterman under center, turns, feeds the ball off this time, and it's a buck by Renfro, and he makes up about 2 yards to over the 44-yard line, and that's all. Ratterman sets up the Browns, wait, calling signals, long count, turns, hands it off, it's a buck in the line by Jagadi, comes down over the 50 to the 46-yard line before he is finally hit. Dale Jones flanking left. Ratterman barking signals again, turns, and hands it off. Jagadi on a cross buck, drives over guard, fouls in the 42, gang tackle and knocked down on the 42. San Francisco's a little bit irate down in there at this point. To the left side, otherwise the line balanced up, and Ratterman turns, double fakes, hands the ball off, cutting his Carpenter, he drives down the San Francisco 36. There he's hit from the side and dragged down. Number 16, George Ratterman up under center. He's turning, hands the ball off, and there's Dub Jones over the left side, driving for the 35, and he stopped on that 35-yard line, maybe the 36. Out of it. Clock starts into motion. We're moving right to the 3 minutes mark to go in the first half. Ratterman has Lavelli slightly split to the right. He's fading the pass. Ratterman, a right-hand thrower, goes way back, holds on, throws a wobbling pass way downfield, and it is knocked down, incomplete by Rex Berry. George Ratterman up underneath that center. Gatsky turns, his time fakes, holds on, goes way back to 43. He's throwing down the center, and it's broken up, almost intercepted by Fred Bruni. 10-7. George Ratterman barks the signals. He turns, starts to run out to the right side, comes down over the 35, heads to the 33 and brought down the 33-yard line. Handkerchief on the play, penalty against San Francisco. Mark Mihalik tackling Ratterman, and a penalty against San Francisco. It probably will be for unnecessary roughness. Cleveland Browns will accept this one. 15 yards is being paced off. And that was a costly one. Down to the 16-yard line. That's it. Unnecessary roughness. Billy Reynolds comes into the backfield for Cleveland. Dub Jones goes out at right half. And now flanking Carpenter to the right, just outside a split end. Who is Danny Lavelli? Is Ratterman. Hands it off around the weak side goes Reynolds. He's hit on the about the 15, and he's brought down on the 14-yard line. Jim Powers falling on top of him as Hardy Brown made the initial tackle on the play. Setting his line is Ratterman. A buck in there by Motley. Charges down the 10 to 5. He goes and rolls into the end zone. Touchdown! And Motley on a quick opener, right straight down the middle, goes all the way for a touchdown, 14 yards, as the big bone crusher really showed some terrific speed on that one. Motley jamming right down over the center, and there's a penalty against the Cleveland Browns. A penalty saves the 49ers on that play. No score. It's put back on the 19-yard line of San Francisco. Cutting his line now, George Ratterman. He turns, runs out to the right, and flips a quick pitch out in here, and stop cold is Carpenter back on the 23-yard line. So starts to move up that line in here, trying to get in on George Ratterman. They move up into a 7, and here's Ratterman back to pass, back to 32. He's rushed, he throws downfield, and it is incomplete to Reynolds on the 4. Good line. And the officials rule it is not a touchdown for the Browns. They give the ball to the Browns. And now there's just about a minute and 1 second to go, according to the big stadium clock here in Cleveland. That's before the end of the first half. Ratterman comes back onto the field. And Rex Berry is a very unhappy lad. He caught that right on the 10. It slipped right through his hands. Ford picked it up on the bounce. for they rule it down on the 6-yard line. And the Browns hustle to the line of scrimmage again. Setting his line again is Radiman. Here's a buck by Motley down the 3-yard line as he hurtled in there over the guard position. Carpenter, Motley, and Reynolds, left full and right halfback, and here it is. It's Carpenter driving into about the 1-yard line. See if he's made it. Kept his quick opener, and Fort Anders ganged up on that play with Mihalik, Nomalini, John Burke. They're unpeeling down there. See where they're uncovering that pileup. Clock says now about 25 seconds to go before the first half. Fans imploring these Browns to hurry, hurry, hurry. They're huddling on the 10. They're out of it now. Ball's on the 1-yard line. Third and goal to go. And Radiman calls signals, hands it off. Motley hurdles in the line. He's thrown back. Marion Motley hurdling in that line. He is thrown back. Let's see where his forward progress was. The clock's still in motion. 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8. There's the gun. The half is over, and the 49ers have held out the Browns again. So at the end of the first half, it's the Cleveland Browns 10, the San Francisco 49ers 7, and another one of those goal line stands down in there. Standing deep are Joe Arenas and Pete Shabaram. There's the referee's whistle blown by Tom Timlin. Here's Groza rumbling forward, and he boots it. He gets off another brilliant long end-over-end kick into the end zone. Arenas is going to run it out. He comes through the goal post to 5, the 10, up to the 15, up to 20. He's up to the 25. He's in the clear of the 30, the 35, the 39-yard line. Joe Arenas, who leads the league in kickoff returns, and boy, he has got the courage of everything. Right. St. Clair is at right tackle. Wilson and Soltaw on the flanks, and the flanker wide the right is Shabaram. Here's Tittle back the pass, goes way back, backpedaling, throws a swing pass, caught out here by Perry, and he's boom! Oh, he was hit hard. Right on the 38-yard line, a swell tackle by Tommy Thompson. Against this near sideline, stripe to the left. Tittle's going to pass again. He fades to look around. Downfield, throws one. It's caught by Shabaram on the 50, down the 45, to the 40, and he's tackled. He's to his feet on the 35. Still going, cut from behind, down on the 30, and brought down on the 30-yard line of Cleveland. Pete Shabaram. On the Cleveland 30-yard line for San Francisco, Shabaram flanks to the right. Tittle starting to open up with those passes, turns, throws out to Shabaram. He catches, turns on the outside. He's tripped up on a tackle and goes forward to about the 27 or 26-yard line. Flanks just outside the right end. Tittle turns, yells something back at Perry, sticks his hands on the center, turns, hands it off. Perry is stopped by Lynn Ford right there on about the 26-yard line. It's a balanced line this time, but they have a flanking back wide to the right. Tittle's going back to throw on 3rd and 5. Down the middle, caught by Wilson on about the 18-yard line, and it's a first down. Gil McElhinney is the flanker to the right now. Tittle turns. He's going to take to the air again. Runs out wide to the right. Comes to a stop. Down the center. Throws. It's caught by Wilson. He's knocked down on the 12-yard line. Forces his man to come out and cover him, Tommy James. Tittle hands it off. Perry scoots over the center. He drives the 10. He's down to the 8-yard line before he's nailed down. And I believe Joe Perry's got a first down. He has. Into a balanced line. Tight T. Why Tittle turns. Hands it off this time. Fakes. Holds on. He's back to the 16. Into the end zone. And it's overthrown for Billy Wilson. And flanks outside the right end, Billy Wilson. Wyatt Tittle parking signals, turns, hands it off, quick opener, McElhinney goes down the 5, the 4-yard line, Hugh McElhinney. Split end off to the left, Tittle turns, hands it off, Perry smashes on a cross buck, drives to the 2, and that's all. That's all the farther he can go, down to about the 2-yard line, from the Golden Gate City. Again, it's Soltaw, split off the left end, Shabaram flanking to the right. Let's see what Tittle has up his sleeve. He turns, he fades the pass. He looks around, throws a swing to Perry. He's caught it on the 6. He fumbles the ball. It bounces around incomplete, and the Browns take over on the 3-yard line. Now Otto Graham back into the lineup at quarterback. Turns, hands the ball off, and here's a buck in the line that's spilled up on about the 5-yard line. Gerald Brewster flanking inside as Ray Renfro. Otto Graham turns, gives it off this time to Billy Reynolds over the left side. He comes up for a gain of about 2 or 3 more yards. Given the 6-yard line of Cleveland, and Graham turns this time, feeds the ball off, bucking in and going for a first down up to about the 14-yard line. On a neat reverse and cutting back in, it's first for Ray Renfro right on that 14-yard line. Otto Graham in underneath that center, turns, hands the ball off. Jagadian across buck, drives down over the 20 to the 23 before he's nailed down. Here again, it's Graham. He feeds the ball off, and Reynolds around the left side of the line. It's hit right in the line of scrimmage, and down he goes. He was torpedoed by Jimmy Powers, the right side linebacker, who got him right low around those ankles, knocked him down, upended him right there on the Cleveland 25-yard line. There's the first down. That's good enough for first down. Wasn't necessary to bring out the chain gang that time. Timlin sighted. It's very close to the Cleveland 25. His forward progress was just enough for that first down. Melly's at right end. Brewster's on the left flank. Here's Graham turning. Looks. He's rushed by Carapello. Throws him down for a loss back on the 19. Packers go back into a 4-4. And here's Graham back to pass. Throws one down over the center. It's caught by Lavelli. He's tackled on the 29-yard line of Cleveland. Strogan. And Graham again turns and runs way back. In that pocket, throws a swing pass, caught by Reynolds on the 30. Comes on the inside, he's stopped and momentarily runs free on the 35, 40, 45, 50. Down the side, Wagner's after him. He knocks him out of bounds to the San Francisco 33. Lavelli split off the right end by a couple of yards outside his tackle. Graham's going back to pass. He throws one downfield for Lavelli. It's caught and he runs out of bounds on about the 20-yard line. Catal, Jones wide the left. Graham calling singles, hands the ball off. Motley hurdles the center, drives down to the 15. He swarmed to the 15-yard line. Tom Timmons, rule infraction in a moment. Here he comes toward offside. Hands above the hips. Offside against the Browns. The down's over. It's back on the 25-yard line. And it's first and 15 to go. Well, he split off the right end a couple of yards. Graham turns his time, double feeds. This time a cutback. Jones runs down the middle. He's all the way to the 15-yard line. Right now, flanking inside is Carpenter. Otto Graham barks out a long count and signals. He gives it back. It is a trap play down the center. Here's Renfro down the 10. He's brought down on the 9-yard line. And flanking for Billy Reynolds wide now toward the left. He's the flanking back. Otto Graham's going back to pass. Looks all around. Throws a swing pass. Caught by Motley in the 15. Runs up. Heads for the sideline. Slips down there. Goes to the side. He's bumped out of bounds. Close to the line of scrimmage on the 9. The right halfback flanks wide to the right again. Here again, Graham turns and he feeds it off. Motley jams the middle and holds on this time. The pass goes to Reynolds on the fake. He's down to the 4. He's on his feet. Finally pushed around down there and the whistle blows as Reynolds still squirms for additional yardage. Fake to Motley that time by Otto Graham on a nice piece of deception and fired out in the flat area out to the right. And he caught Billy Reynolds, who was brought down on the 5-yard line. And here's third and touchdown to go now for the Browns. He's really mixing them up in here. And he turns, he's fading a pass, looks around, runs out the right. Cox the arm, loops one toward the end zone, incomplete. That was intended for Lavelli, and Rex Berry was right in front of it. They lead 10-7, they're going to try to make it 13-7 right now. Waiting for that snap back in center, there it is, placed down, it's booted. It is good, and the Browns lead on Groza's field goal as he boots it right on through there. Score now on the Burgermeister scoreboard. The Cleveland Browns 13, the San Francisco 49ers 7 in the third quarter. And here is Groza, and he boots it. It's long, high, and end over end. Arenas runs up, takes it right on the 5. He's scampering up the 10, the 15, at full tilt, the 20. 25, cuts on the inside, the 30, the 35. Puts off another, the 40, down on the 41-yard line, smashing and driving in there. Thanks for the Cleveland Browns. San Francisco trailing by 6 points, 13-7 on the Berge scoreboard as Y. Tittle barking out signals and fakes the pitch out. Hands off. Joe Perry's on the outside running. Laterals the ball on over to McElhinney, who runs up to the 15 and is out of bounds in front of the 49er bench on the far side. Forward line again, the 5-3-3 defense. Tittle barks signals, hands it off. Down over the middle goes McElhinney again. He plows down to the 46-yard line. He's got a first down for San Francisco. Near side, Tittle turns, goes on back to pass and first down. Fires one downfield and is caught by Wolfley. Runs out of bounds in the Cleveland 30-yard line. The flanker to the right this time. Setting up a balanced line is Y.A. Tittle. Barking signals, turns, gives it off. McElhinney hurdles the center. He's down to the 20-yard line. He's still going. Fumbles the ball. Cleveland recovers. Ball picked up. Coming back up is Michaels up to the 25. Let's see what it's going to be called there. McElhinney, who broke right down over the middle. And I believe it's going to be Cleveland's ball. He fumbled when he was hit down there in the vicinity of the 20-yard line of Cleveland. Walt Michaels picked it up, and Cleveland's ball on their own 18-yard line. First and 10 to go. Cleveland still leading 13-7. And here's a turn. Your handoff comes to Carpenter. He's down the center, the 25, the 28. And there he is hit from the side and brought down on the 28-yard line. Cleveland shifting its halfbacks back and forth. Renfro is the ball carrier on the play. Moving to 30. And it'll be first and 10 to go for Cleveland on its own 30-yard line. Ends the third quarter of play. And the score on the Burgermeister scoreboard here in Cleveland, Ohio, is the Cleveland Browns 13, the San Francisco 49ers 7. Why did they split in wide out toward the right? Graham calling those signals, maybe an offside against San Francisco. The throw's out there to the right, and it's scooped right off the turf, right up on the 23. Running up there is Lavelli up to the 40-yard line. Melody's cap. 5 yards against San Francisco for being offside in the 35-yard line where the ball's placed. It'll be first over again and 5 yards to go. Gady is running at fullback. Balanced line set up now by Otto Graham in that T formation. Otto turns. He goes back to pass. He fires one out there, and it's caught by Lavelli. He's up on the 46 and down the 47. And to flank toward this near sideline stripe. Graham looking in his direction, takes the snap and center, fades the pass again, looks all around, lots of time, throws a tremendous long downfield pass, and it is incomplete, interference on San Francisco's Greg Rooney on Danny Lavelli. It's called on the 24-yard line of San Francisco. Pass blanks, Billy Reynolds wide to the right, splits his end of the belly, to turn the handoff to Renfro, he bucks into the 21-yard line. There's another handkerchief on that play, a marker. Renfro shooting over his right guard down to the 21-yard line of San Francisco. Faced off here right now. Little referee moves it back to the 29-yard line, the down goes over. It'll be first down, 15 to go for the Browns on San Francisco's 29-yard line. Now setting up his line is Otto Graham. Long count, turns, hands it off, quick opening play, driving in hard there, trying to get that yardage to about the 27-yard line. Right halfback for the Cleveland Browns. His number's almost obliterated in here with dirt. Now we need Carapella still in the inside lineman up into a six-man line. Linebacker moves in. This time a trap lays down over the center. Carrying the ball, Reynolds. He bumps his way down to about the 17. And there's a scramble around after that ball down the 17-yard line. San Francisco's recovered. San Francisco recovering. We'll get your man. It was Rex Berry holding onto the football. And Gordon Soltau, who is wide, split off that left end. Tittle pitches out. Perry's coming around right end. And he moves up on the 15. He's out of bounds on the 16-yard line. Pushed down and hard by the Cleveland Browns' Warren Lahr. And it's Jerry Smith and Banducci at those guards. Arenas wide to left as the flanker. Tittle's back to pass. Looks. Throws downfield. Soltau gets it on the 25. He's struggling. He's run out of bounds on the 25-yard line. Thrown out by Kenny Kahn. Play it as a handkerchief and a marker. Ed Linesman's cap is down on the 25-yard line of San Francisco. Now he just threw it down where he went out of bounds. There's no penalty coming up on the play. Toward the left. Tittle up under his center, Billy Johnson. Mark signals, turns and fades to go to pass. Looks around, throws downfield. It's caught by Arenas. He runs down the sideline. And he is left out of bounds up there at about the 31-yard line. And that'll be a first down. Now it's Hugh McElhinney who flanks toward the left. Moves up a little bit, right on the 30-yard line. Tittle turns, double fakes, holds on. He goes way back. Going to throw that pass, being rushed. Flips it on the hand to Arenas. He catches it, fumbles it, tossing around. And a Brown has got it. And the 49er knocks it out of bounds. Let's see who it was who knocked it out. It was Tittle himself who knocked that ball out of bounds on this near sideline stripe. Let's see what the officials are going to rule. Boy, that's a tough one to call. Team last in possession will be San Francisco. Listen to fans moan now. Ball still on the 33-yard line. Where it becomes a second down for San Francisco. That's ruled as an incompleted forward pass. A Brown had his hands on it, but he couldn't hold on. Tittle took a flying dive of that ball and knocked it out of bounds himself. Right half. Up into a tight, close, balanced line. One solitary flanker toward the left. Tittle pitches out around right end. McElhinney running downfield at 35, up to the 40. And he steps inside to the 45, and he's out of bounds on the 46-yard line. Wrestled out by Tommy Thompson. Started as yet. Hugh McElhinney is the wide left flanker. Moves in just a little bit more. He's about 5 yards outside the left end. Soltau. And Perry fumbles the ball. Bounces all around. Let's see who's got a hold of it. Cleveland's recovered on the 39-yard line. Perry didn't have a hold of that ball, and Ken Gorgel recovered for Cleveland. Moving over to cover him, Rex Berry and Bruni, the safety man. Otto Graham's a quarter. Calls out those signals, hands it off, and it's Renfro who is filled with a hard tackle this time by Bob Van Doren. Hank, from the line of scrimmage, the 46. 15 yards, faced off, offensive holding. That moves the ball all the way back to their own 33-yard line. Offensive holding by Cleveland. To the foul, not the point of the line of scrimmage. Here's Graham again. He turns. It's a trap play, and it's smeared back there, but he holds on. He throws on back, and it's picked up on field, coming down over the 40, the 45, the 50, 45, and out of bounds is Ray Renfro in here very close to the San Francisco 40-yard line, or 34-yard line is where he's finally out of bounds. Right, the ball in the 34, and here's Renfro flanking just outside the left end. Graham turns, he's going to pass, he goes way back, holds on, throws a line, moving pass into the end zone, there's Renfro, he's got it for a touchdown! Renfro absolutely in the clear, Graham hit him with a beauty, and that makes the score, Cleveland 19, San Francisco 7. Nobody anywhere near Ray Renfro as he caught hold of that one in the end zone. Booting from the 9-yard line. Tommy James will be holding. Here's the snap and center. There it is. It's booted way through there. A good one. And on the Burgermeister scoreboard from Cleveland, Ohio, it's the Cleveland Browns 20, the San Francisco 49ers 7. All right. Joe Renison McElhinney deep in the end zone. Throws it forward. He boots it. He gets another beautiful kick deep down there. McElhinney catches it 4 yards back, slips, runs through the goalpost up the 5, up the 10, heads to the outside, the 15, hit on the 19, and brought down on the 19-yard line. And this second half, setting his line again now is Tittle. He's going back to pass, and he gets way back there. Throws out. It's caught by Perry. He's running up the 15, up the 20. Heads on the inside, the 25, and he falls forward to about the 28-yard line. Here. Y.H. Tittle again sets his line, turns, he fakes, holds on, back pedals all the way back, goes a long one downfield for Soltan, he's got it, he's all the way to the 50-yard line, and he's down in the Cleveland 46-yard line. Cleveland Browns starting to jam up that line in there now. They have a six-man line going. Tittle fakes the pitch out to Perry, falls back, down over the center, and it's incomplete, intended for Gordon Soltan. He was tackled immediately by Tom James, incompleted forward pass. Tittle again to take to the air on second and 10. He's back to pass. Looks around. Throws one downfield. Incomplete. Way down on the 22-yard line. 5 yards are... No, the Browns are drawing the penalty. And here's the penalty being assessed. It's 15 yards against Cleveland. That may be roughing the passer on the play. Unnecessary roughness is the signal. There's the salute. Puts the ball in the Cleveland 31-yard line. The flanker toward the left now. Tom James moves out to cover him, and Tommy Thompson, Tittle again faking, going back to pass. Down the pocket, throws for the end zone for McElhinney. He's got it. He fumbles, holds it, touchdown. A beautiful catch by McElhinney in the end zone for a touchdown. Tittle hit him with a beauty, but it was McElhinney who caught that ball right on the fingertips, held onto it, rolled over and over in the end zone. It's a San Francisco touchdown. That makes the score now. The San Francisco 49ers 13, the Cleveland Browns 20. And it's good. So the score now on the Burgermeister scoreboard with 7.5 minutes, 8.5 minutes left to go in the game is now the Cleveland Browns 20, the San Francisco 49ers 14. And here's Roy Story for Burgermeister. 49er kickoff, and here's Soltar running forward. He boots it. He angles it deep downfield toward the end zone. And backing up and taking it way down there deep is Carpenter back to 5, the 10, up to 15. He slowed down and he gets the 20. And he fumbled, recovered by San Francisco on the 25. He fumbled the ball, recovered by San Francisco. And let's see who it was who got it. Looked like Soltar, or was it? It was Gordon Soltar, recovered the fumble. And San Francisco's on the Cleveland 25-yard line. It's now 2014. Wyatt Tittle flanks Arenas to the right, just outside the right end. He turns, takes the pitch out, holds onto the ball. He's back, throws a swing pass, caught by Arenas. He slips. He's down at about the 25 and the 24, and that's all his big piling on over there. 49ers a touchdown away now. Tittle barks out those signals, pitches out, McElhinney around the right side, down over the 20, and he's down on the 20-yard line. He moved over that 25 right down the 20. It'll be second down and 5 to go coming up. Perry at full, McElhinney at right half. Tittle sends the red shirt to the line of scrimmage once more. Takes Billy Johnson snap. He fades the pass, looks around, and he throws, and he's hit from behind in the fumble, and the Seals got it. They're ruling an incomplete forward pass, I believe. Tittle had the ball knocked out of his hands, and the Cleveland Brown fell on top of it, but let's see what it's going to be ruled. They're putting the ball in the 20-yard line. Incompleted forward pass. McElhinney goes wide the left as a flanker. Sherman Howard out there trying to cover him. And here's Tittle. He's going back to pass. Back pedals. Swarmed on. Can't throw the ball. Thrown on the 30-yard line. Cleveland takes over. San Francisco jams up there. They go into a six-man line now. And Graham pitches out. And there's DeGady around the right side. The 30-yard line up to very close to the 36-7. Let's see what's happening on that pileup over there on the far side. That was DeGady around right end on a quick pitch-out play. Clock still moving. No, sir, it's been stopped now with 6 minutes and 5 seconds left to go in the game. Along with Hardy Brown of San Francisco, shoots up now into a six-man line again into a 6-2-3. Graham turns, hands it off. Jones coming around the outside. Float on the 40, hit from behind, down on the 44-yard line. Cleveland, 5 yards, putting it back on their own 34-yard line. Offside against the Cleveland Browns. Again, this tall halfback from Tulane. Otto Graham calling signals. He's fading. Holds on the ball. He's going to throw a pass. He lets it go. Up and out into the belly. Out of bounds on the far side. And he's got a first down for Cleveland on the 48-yard line of the Browns on the far side of the field. Browns move out of it up to the 48-yard line. Again, Dub Jones is the flanker toward the left. Graham, barking out those signals, turns around, hands the ball off, and here's a trap play coming down the middle as Renfrow to San Francisco's 44-yard line. All right, here we go once more. His time is back in. Otto Graham hands the ball off wide around the outside. Billy Reynolds down to San Francisco 40, 35, and he's pushed out of bounds very close to the 30-yard line for another first down. Up they come again. They put a split end wide to the right. Otto Graham turns, hands it on a trap play. Down over the center is Reynolds. He books his way down to the 22-yard line before he's finally stopped. A penalty coming up from the line of scrimmage, which was the 27. They're putting it very close to the 33-yard line. So the down will go over. And it'll be first down, 15 to go for the Cleveland Browns on San Francisco's 33-yard line. Now correction, back to 5 again. Split end wide to the right. Again, Graham goes back to pass, runs way out wide to the right. Being chased by Nomalini. He's passed him. He's down to the 35, 30, 25. And he's pushed out of bounds on San Francisco's 23-yard line. They put a flanking back to the right. Setting his line again is Graham. He turns, feeds it off. Billy Reynolds coming wide around left hand. He's down to 25, hits and down right there at that point as he nears the 20-yard line. 49ers move up into a six-man line once more. Almost a 7. Here's a turn, and around left end comes Reynolds. He's tackled, slips, and falls down the line of scrimmage, and he is not in there. The Browns may go for a field goal with fourth down coming up, and between 3 and 2.5 yards to go in here for that first down. It's going to be. Groves is going to boot it. And holding on the 27.5 yard line, almost squarely between the 25 and 30 is James. Here's the snap in center, and it's booted, and there she goes. And it is good. And the Browns lead by 9 points. Cleveland leading now 23-14 over San Francisco, and only 3 minutes and 50 seconds of playing time remaining in the game. It'll be Groza booting it off in here, and here he comes on forward, and there it goes, way down toward that end zone. McElhinney waiting on the goal line, takes it a half foot in, goes up the 5, the 10, up the 15, up toward the outside. He's tackled, thrown hard down the 15-yard line. Flanking right, Perry running at fullback. Joe Arenas has moved over to the left halfback, just to the right side of Joe Perry. Fake pitch out this time, a reverse play. McElhinney's around left end and runs the sideline. He runs over and out of bounds, up on about the 20-yard line. Three against the Browns. It'll be unnecessary roughness. 15 yards up to the San Francisco 35-yard line. Altos puts off the left end, flanking inside is McElhinney. Y.A. Tittle once more barks out those signals, turns and fades the pass. Being chased by Ford, throws a screen, taken by Perry. He's ground on, knocked down on the 32-yard line. Cleveland Browns, 5 more yards. That'll put it up on the 40-yard line. 23-14. Tittle again calling out those signals in the long count. He goes way back to pass, and he runs off to the right in here, motioning a man downfield. He cocks his arm, he throws to Soltan, it's knocked down. It's a miracle to pull the 49ers out of this one. They trail by 9 points. Joe Arenas is the wide flanker to the left, toward the far sideline stripe. Again, Tittle barks signals and fades back to pass. Brown's trying to get into him. Holds the arm, throws one long downfield, and Arenas had to push a man down in there who was in his way. It was Sherman Howard. Howard went on down, and Arenas ran right into him. Knocked Howard down when the pass was greatly overthrown. Incomplete. 4-4 defense right now. Again, Tittle goes on back to pass. They're rushing in on him. He throws a screen, taken by Perry. Moves it to the 40. Down the middle of 45, the 50. On the outside, the 45, the 40. Perry moving down, caught from behind to the 30, and he's down on the 27-yard line of Cleveland. 49ers up to the line of scrimmage once more. Y.A. Tittle looks out to the left. He has little Joe Arenas out there, number 22. Otherwise, balances up his line pretty well. Barks out his signals. Turns. He's going back to pass. And hands it off to Perry. Perry comes around the outside and turns, cuts back in the middle. Still running. He slipped. Goes down on about the line of scrimmage. He's still in one knee. Bumped around by Don Colo there. All right, Tittle again sets his line. It's second and 10. He fades way back to pass to the 38. He throws out the right. Perry's got it against the sideline. And he's tackled. He flips it on over to St. Clair, who's got it. And St. Clair is brought down back in the 35-yard line. 15 yards to go. Greenis wide now to the left. Tittle's going back to pass with 3rd and 17. Looks all around, and he cocks the arm, throws a long one downfield, and it's out of bounds. Incomplete, intended for Soltar. Little unnecessary bumping around going on. Boys got their tempers up. Tittle's going back to pass again. Looks out the left, throws it down over the center. It's caught by Wilson on the 20, down on the 15. He goes down to the 10-yard line on the 8-yard line for a first down. It's 23-14 for Cleveland. Tittle barks signals, turns, bootlegs around the right. He's running. He's still running down the five, going for the end zone. He's in for a touchdown. Tittle scores for the 49ers on a bootleg around to the right. Quarter score may be a final. Powers holding Soltar boots, and it is good. So the score on the Burgermeister scoreboard, with around a half a minute left to go in the game, is the San Francisco 49ers 21, the Cleveland Browns 23. Let's have a quick word from Roy Story here. One. Soltar running forward, look over the onside kick, and he dribbles it off the side of his foot, bounces all around in here, rolls to a dead stop on the 46, picked up by San Francisco Soltar himself. And it's going to be right down there on the 46-yard line. Clock has been stopped. The officials are in a hot consultation with the Browns and the 49ers now. Let's see what they're going to call it. Evidently take it back for a kick over. That's what it's going to be. Kick over from the 35-yard line. 5-yard penalty. Well, George Raderman's also in the game. Here's that boot, and it's against the sideline, the far side. Goes over and out of bounds, close to the 40-yard line. See, here's Soltar running forward once more, and he dribbles a little short one in there, and the Cleveland Brown goes back and gets a hold of that ball. Coming back up, Sherman Howard, tackled against the far side of the field, down to about the 42-yard line of Cleveland. That was Billy Wilson making the tackle for San Francisco. Otto Graham moves in there tight now behind that T formation of Cleveland's. There's a snap, and he gets it. Falls on forward here to eat up that clock. So he's down on about the 41, maybe the 42-yard line, just falling forward over his center. Clock still moving. We could have a gun at any second in here now. Ball still on the 41-yard line. Maybe not much time to play. Maybe no more plays in this game. See if we get that gun sounding. There it is. It's all over him. And the Cleveland Browns have beaten the San Francisco 49ers by a final score of 23-21 here in Cleveland, Ohio this afternoon. And Lou Groza's golden toe went...
Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey are just a few of the Ford Frick award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.